Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Puppy. This can be heard from my 4-year-old daughter every morning. It gets annoying at times, especially when she wakes up at 5 a.m. But shit. It's cute to see how much she adores her tawny brown teddy bear. When my daughter, Aria, was a little over a year old, my sister gave her a surprise gift. She said she bought it for a little over $30, but there was a small promotional tag at the bottom, and I knew she probably just got it with a purchase of toilet paper or something. My daughter didn't like it at first. Hell, she didn't even pay attention to it for over a year. But when I tried to throw it away while I was packing up stuff, my daughter threw a fit and saved her puppy from a trash can graveyard. They were absolutely inseparable after that. When my daughter was almost 3, we moved to Korea because money was tight every month, and my parents offered to let us stay close to them for free. My husband and I were both comfortable with moving to Korea, but we were concerned for Aria. We didn't want her to have a hard time readjusting to an entirely new culture. Our worries melted away when Aria immediately got used to Korea and got along perfectly with my parents. She even started to pick up a few words in Korean. And after about 6 months, she could speak in short sentences, Puppy never leaving her side the entire time. My daughter is now 4.5, and for the last 3 months, she has given Puppy his own personality and voice. It was cute for the first month. Whenever Aria talked through Puppy, she would have a high-pitched voice and would constantly ask us for hugs and kisses. When Aria was using her little kid's tablet, she would use Puppy's voice to suggest videos to watch. And when snack time came around, she would use the same voice to ask for extra cookies. Now, of course, we encouraged it. Not only was it cute, but it also allowed our only child to feel like she had a friend that was always around. Two months ago, Puppy began being a nuisance. Aria would use him to scream at us as well as hit us when we refused to give her what she wanted. They were never hard hits. It was just as hard as a toddler could hit with a fluffy toy. But it certainly wasn't something we wanted Aria to continue doing. We tried to take Puppy away from her when she kept hitting us with it. But the screams that followed were far too much for either of us to handle. It always ended with one of us reaching our boiling point and just handing the doll back into our irate daughter's hands. Yes, it was hard at times, but Aria was just acting like any other kid her age. They are still developing their communication skills as well as finding new ways to express themselves and how they are feeling. Of course, they could develop a bad attitude as well. We were still mostly a happy family, though. We would go to the movies whenever a movie came out we felt was appropriate for Aria. She also liked to go bowling with us. Park trips were weekly. But that damn teddy bear was always following along. Three days ago, we were walking to the park, which is about two blocks away from our house. When my daughter looked up at me while holding puppy up towards me and she said, "Grandpa die. Grandpa crash." I shook my head at her and sternly said, "Don't say that. That's not nice. You want to go to the park, don't you? So be nice." Aria nodded her head excitedly and grabbed my husband's hand before continuing to walk beside us. It was a nice day at the park, but it was the last nice thing we got to do together. When we got back home, I got a phone call from my mother. My father was driving to the local supermarket when a truck hit him. The other driver was completely fine, but my father had died on impact. My mother was sobbing on the other end of the call, and I reassured her that I was on my way, and I hung up. While I was headed out the front door, Aria walked up to me, pointed puppy at me and said, "Daddy kills or Daddy dies." Now I'm embarrassed and sorry to say this, but I turned her around and smacked her butt as hard as I could. I normally would give a soft spank, but my father had just died and I couldn't deal with anything else. Aria cried out with pain, and while crying, she called out, "No hit, mummy. Aria good." I shook my head and just left. After spending the rest of the day with my mother, I went back home exhausted and emotionally drained. Aria was playing with my husband in the living room, so I walked into my room and watched TV. My husband came into the room and asked me if I was okay. He knew I wasn't, but I still nodded my head and continued to stare at the TV. He sat beside me on the bed and put his arms around me before he started to cry. Sometimes I forget just how much he loves my parents. My father always tried to make him feel as comfortable as possible despite the language barrier. We ate burgers for dinner that night. It was mostly quiet except for Aria using puppy to talk to ask for more fries or juice. My husband was distracted with my father's death while I couldn't get what Aria said to me earlier out of my head. She told us there was going to be a crash before it happened, and she singled out my husband. What did she mean by he will kill or die? Aria went to bed around 8, cuddling her tiny best friend. After I made sure she was asleep, I went into my room and saw my husband was already asleep. Shortly after my head hit the pillow, I fell into a deep slumber. I woke up in the middle of the night with my husband's body bumping into mine. I tried shaking him, thinking it was a bad dream. But when I heard the sound of gurgling, I jumped out of bed and turned on the light. Puppy was halfway down his throat and my husband's face was getting bluer by the second. I ran up to take him out, but it wouldn't come out. He struggled for a few more seconds before becoming absolutely still. It was 2 in the morning, and I walked into my daughter's room and saw that she was asleep. With shaking hands, I called for an ambulance and sat outside her room until the paramedics came. They carried his body away after confirming he was dead. When I walked back into the room, Puppy was lying on my husband's pillow. So this is why I need to write a letter out for my daughter to read in the very distant future. Dear Aria, I know you loved your puppy more than anything else. And honestly, in the end, I did too. It saved my life and ended the life that threatened mine. Puppy told me two things the night your father died. He first spoke to me while I was pacing around the bedroom at 3 a.m, in the same voice you gave it, and it said, "Take the cover off Daddy's pillow." I did, and I found 5 needles full of heroin. He knew I was a recovering addict. He also knew I would have overdosed on it. You see, I loved your father very much, but he was growing tired of me. He also knew I had a life insurance policy that would give him more than enough money to live off for a very, very long time. He loved my mother and father very much, especially my father. And when he died, I knew that it would drive him insane. I wish I could have been a better wife to your father, but the type of person I am, I never would have satisfied the kind of person he was. Puppy talked to me again when I was falling back asleep. He said, "Your family is fixed." When I woke the next morning, Puppy was gone. I don't know where he went. I did try to find him, but I just knew it would be impossible. I can hear you crying now, so I'm going to get you out of bed. We can have some breakfast and, if you're good, maybe a trip to the movies. Love, Mum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.